各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们的题目很有趣。
We have a very interesting topic this morning.
我们要来谈基督徒的金钱观。
We want to talk about the Christian view of money.
所以我们觉得在教会里头谈钱好像有点尴尬。
You know, sometimes it's kind of embarrassing to talk about money in the church.
因为我们中国人好像觉得谈钱有点伤感情。
In the Chinese view, at least sometimes when you talk about money in the church, I kind of have a hard feeling.
特别是在华人的教会的讲台上谈钱并不受这个题目并不受欢迎。
And especially in the Chinese churches, when you talk about money, by pastor, that is, you kind of feel uneasy.
也许有人会担心说是会众会以为说是不是又要鼓励我们多多奉献
And then they fear that audience may feel that they, it's time for us to offer more in our offerings.
所以传道人有的时候会有一点顾忌
So sometimes the pastor feel fear and trepidation when it comes to this topic.
有三个小孩有一次他们在一起就比较说谁的爸爸赚钱赚得多
So one time there were three kids talking about how much money their fathers make.
第一个孩子他的爸爸是心理医生。
And the first child father was a psychiatrist.
他说我爸爸只要坐在那边听别人讲一个小时他就可以赚几百块钱。
So he says, my dad just sit in his chair, listen to his patients and get paid hundreds of dollars per hour.
他说另外一个孩子说我爸爸是外科医生，所以他只要在手术台上旁边站个一个小时，他就可以赚几千块钱。
And another boy's father was a surgeon. He says all he has to do is stand behind a table, do some work for one hour, gets thousands of dollars of pay.
所以第三个孩子说，我爸爸最厉害。
And the third boy's father said, my dad's very special.
他只要站在讲台上讲几十分钟。讲完以后，就会有几位男士或女士拿着袋子去帮他收钱。
So the third boy's father says, the boy's father, he says, my dad just had to preach 10 minutes. Afterwards, a team of a host of offering people will take collection for him.
所以你们晓得他爸爸是做什么的。
So what was then? You know what his father was.
所以做传道人要有足够的心理的建设，才能够。避免到这种压力。
So a pastor must act very wisely to deal with this topic.
还好今天我们是外来的讲员，我们没有任何的必要要暗示你们什么。
So fortunately, we're outside speakers. We have no outside intentions for you to do anything.
所以请你们安心。
So relax.
所以其实呢，金钱在我们的属世的生活上扮演了很重要的角色。
So actually, our money and our fortunes in our world has a lot to do with our lives.
我们几乎一天也离不开钱。
Well, we cannot deal with without money every day.
我们即使不谈，这个问题还是存在。
And even though we do not talk about the issue, it's still there.
对我们基督徒尤其是重要。
And also for us, Christians are important too.
我们对金钱的态度最能够考验我们对神和对人的爱心。
How we view our money has a lot to do with how we view God.
也最能够反映我们信靠神多少。
And how actually that reflects our faith in God.
它一不小心就揭露了我们里面的内心里头属灵的光景。
And also it really quickly reflects how our spiritual life is all about.
所以下面一章马丁路德说过这样子的一句话。
Martin Luther once said this.
他说成为基督徒必须经历三种转变，就是心意上的转变、思想上的转变和金钱上的转变。
He says, after becoming a Christian, one must go through three transformations, your mind, your thoughts, and your money.
所以我记得我年轻时候听过一个传道人这样子讲。
I heard it once when I was a young Christian.
这个传道人说，金钱往往是人最后弃守的一个堡垒。
And someone told me that money is usually one's last defense fortress.
他说，如果你在金钱的事情上能够完全的信靠神，你在别的 事情上你就比较容易顺服。
And then this old pastor told me that if one is able to conquer the use of money, then you can also conquer in many things.
所以今天我们要来讨论几点。
So we'd like to consider with you several aspects of money.
第一个就是金钱是神给的。
And first is the money is given by God.
因为我们常常想到，哎呀，金钱，刚才读的，金钱是万恶之根。
And we read from the Bible that the love of money is a root of all evil.
其实那里是讲的贪财是万恶之根。
And the issue there is the love of money is the root of all evil.
我们所有的产业都是神给的。
And actually, all our money has come from God.
在诗篇五十篇第十节那里说，树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
And the Bible tells us in the Psalms that for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills.
所以金钱既然是神给我们的，就应该是好的。
So since God gave us money, then it must be good.
那个万恶之根就是金钱，就是那个根本是什么？就是人的贪恋，那个是恶的。
And that the root of all evil is that one those who are greedy after money.
所以我们刚才读的圣经经文讲到说，那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
And that the Bible verses says God who richly provide us with everything for our enjoyment.
所以这里讲到享受。
Here we talk about enjoyment.
Yeah, 而且圣经告诉我们说，耶和华所赐的使人富足，并不忧虑。
Because the Bible proverbs in Proverbs that says the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toll on it.
所以富足是神的恩赐，不是神的咒诅。
So richness is a blessing from God.
圣经上没有一个地方说富足是邪恶的。
The Bible never says that to be rich or wealthy is evil or bad.
我们知道亚伯拉罕和约伯都是家财万贯的富翁。
We know from the Bible that Abraham and Job were rich people.
他们在有这些有钱的人可以为世界上做一些善事，是我们普通人做不到的。
And we know that those with wealthy holdings can do a lot of good to people that we cannot.
但今天早上我们的题目是在好事上富足。
So this morning we'd like to talk about the topic of to be rich in deeds.
In good deeds.
In good deeds.
Yeah.金钱用在正途上就是好的。
So the money used in good ways is good.
它能够为我们自己还有为别人带来益处。
And it can bring good to for us and also for others.
我们应该为财富感谢神。
And we thank God for the riches or wealth we possess.
有一次有一个老师他在主日学的时候给小朋友讲那个财主跟拉撒路的故事。
One time there was a Sunday school taught the children about the Lazarus and the landlord and the rich people.
然后他说孩子们啊，现在你们要选择什么？你们到底要做财主还是要做拉撒路？
So he asked the children, now which one do you like to be? To be the rich man or the Lazarus?
有一个男孩子就回答说当我活着的时候我要做财主，等我死的时候我再做拉撒路。
So one boy smartly says, when I'm alive,I want to be the rich man, but when I die, I want to become Lazarus.
我们不可能这样子。
Well, you cannot be both.
因为你活着的情况就决定你死的时候的情况。
Because your present condition may determine your fateful in the future place.
所以第二点就是我们要谈的就是钱财呢，但是钱财虽然它不是恶的，但是它可能带来一些危险。
The second of all, we'd like to talk about dangers that the money can bring.
因为刚才我们读到的提摩太前书六章九节那里说，那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
So 1 Timothy 6:9 says, some people eager for money have wandered from their faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以我们来看看金钱可以，钱财可以给我们带来什么样的危险。
So let us look, what kind of things can money bring?
第一个就是金钱 可能变成我们的偶像。
The first is that the money or worship of money can become our idols.
因为我们人很容易在外表的事情上去寻求幸福。
Because naturally we like to search and wanting for the wealthy or fortunate things.
但是神创造我们，他是要我们去寻求他，在他里面找到那个永远的福乐。
And the Bible tells us that God created us for with His image, but He wants us to seek happiness in Him.
所以当我们选择金钱而不是选择神的时候，
then when we search for gold and money, not searching for God,
我们就是在敬拜金钱而不是敬拜神。
Then we are worshiping actually gold and silver, not God.
只有神配得我们的崇拜。
Only God deserves our honor and our worship.
但是钱财的魅力是很大的。
But the money, the issue, the implication is great.
它能够紧紧地抓住人的心。
It can captivate your mind.
连主耶稣也说，你的财产、财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
After all, Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there is your will also, your heart also."
所以一旦我们把金钱当作偶像的时候，我们追求神、爱神的心就没有了。
So when we put the money before God, then our heart is after money.
第二点就是说，金钱会带给人一种虚假的保障。
Again, second of all, money can bring a sense of a false security in life.
所以当一个人开始发财兴旺的时候，他的眼光就高了，他自我的感觉就好了。
As you can imagine, when one becomes rich or in the worldly sense, that his eyes and also standards become high, and then he thinks pretty well himself.
他以为他这一生就从此稳妥了，他甚至死后也是这样子。
So with the wealth of money, they feel that their life is secured, and then everything will be fine on down the road.
对，我们想到路加福音那里讲到有一个财主，他积了很多的钱财，然后他对自己说，他说灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝玩乐吧。
We know the from a parable Jesus told in Luke 12.About a rich man building farms and tearing down a big more, and said to himself, "Enjoy my soul." And then the Lord Jesus Christ says, "And I say to, he says, you have plenty to lay by many years. Take easy and be drink and merry."
但是神怎么对他说
？But what did God say to him?
神说，如果神说今天晚上我就要你的灵魂。
And the Lord Jesus said in parable that tonight.I will require your soul.
那你这些财产要归到哪里去呢？
And what will happen to your riches?
所以金钱有时候看起来好像一个很坚固的一个 高塔。
And sometimes we put money in the high pedestal.
就是刚才我们读的经文说 不要依靠无定的钱财。
And also we read in James, 1 Thessalonians, Timothy, that don't put your hope in wealth, which is... So uncertain.
所以无定就是没有把握，随时会改变。
So money is uncertain these days.
随时会消失，你永远不晓得什么时候你的钱财就会插上翅膀飞走了。
And anytime your money can fly, stocks and bonds and go away, and then your money will fly away as well.
当然，我们为了未来，我们来理财是正确的。
So it's natural for us to prepare our future and income.
但是你不能够把用这些来作为你幸福的保障。
Then, but also we cannot trust the money that is our only security.
不然它就成了一种试探，引诱你不再依靠神。
Because that will bring unfortunate things, and we trust more money than God, and then the unfortunate things may come.
第三点就是金钱会使人里面生出一种永远满足不了的欲望。
And thirdly, money can cause unsatisfactory desires in life.
这种欲望就是贪婪。
And this kind of desire is basically greedy spirit.
就很奇怪，人的钱越多，你的胃口就越大。
It's very strange that the more money you have, the more appetite you have.
所以一个人赚五万块的时候，他说：“哎呀，如果我一年能够赚七万，我的日子就会好多了。”
And someone, if they make $50,000 a year, they say, well, I'll feel better if I make $70,000 a year.
可是等到他赚了七万以后，他说，哎呀，我要十万我才会快乐。
But when the 70 grand comes, they says, well, I better get maybe 100 grand a year, I'll feel better.
可是等到他赚了十万，他就发现为什么居然身边还有人一年可以赚一百万。
Then when this come around, he said, how come I have 100 grand? There are people making million a year.
所以这个欲望好像是个无底坑，你赚的越多，你想要的就越多。
Because after all, money and making money is an endless, bottomless pit.
我们在缅甸有一些事工。
We have done the Christian mission work in Burma.
其实下个月月初我们就要去缅甸。
We've been there several times. Next month, April, we'll be going back there again.
所以我就发现，在缅甸的那些人呢，也许你会觉得他们很可怜，他们的收入很低。
When you look at their lively style, you feel sorry for them. They have almost nothing compared to our modern societies.
我们跟那些蜡树族、一些少数民族在一起的时候，发现他们非常的快乐。
And we work with the Lisu tribal people. Comparatively, they seem to be very happy people.
他们就吃他们自己养的鸡，他们种的菜。
They eat all their livestock and the plant and eat their own fruit and vegetables.
池塘里还养着鱼。
And then they have a fish in the ponds.
从世人看，他们有的非常少。
And it seems that they have less from the world standards.
但是我跟他们在一起，我觉得他们非常的丰富。
But then when you live around them, you feel they are very abundantly supplied.
所以就像圣经上说，贪爱银子的不应得银子之足。贪爱丰富的也不应得利益之足。
Just like the Ecclesiastes says, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income.
因为金钱带给人的那个快乐是短暂的。
Because what money can bring is short-lived.
金钱本身不能够满足人里面那个很深刻的、很深层的需要。
Again, we want to say that the money alone cannot satisfy the deepening earning of the heart.
我们看那些利数族，他们虽然有的很少，但是他们心里满足，是因为他们找到了那个真的快乐的源头。
And we saw these Lisu people in the high mountains of Burma. They're happy because they have found their maker.
第四点就是金钱会使人自高自大。
And fourthly, money can cause one to be proud and arrogant.
很少有钱人会承认这一点。
Rich people will not recognize this, of course, or admit this.
所以也许我们说这段经文是在讲今世富足的人。你说，哎呀，我不是今世富足的人。
Well, you said that this talk is talking about the presently rich people. Then you said, well, I'm not one of them.
可是你知道吗？只要你有房子住，你有固定的收入，你有车子，你就是全世界的1%的那个最富有的人。
You know, we consider wealth as long as you have a house and a car and a place to work, so long you're top 1% of the income in the world.
所以你是富足的人。
And in a way, you are rich in wealth in your own possessions.
所以你不要觉得这一点跟我没关系。
And don't say that this has nothing to do with me.
我们都有这种观念，常常觉得，哎呀，有钱的人、事业成功的人就是人生的赢家。
And we also feel that sometimes people with money, with wealth, prestige, they are the winners of this world.
所以赢家就会产生一种优越感。
And those who are so-called winners, they have a sense of superiority feeling.
可是刚才读的，我们刚才讲到路加福音12章那里说到，说你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。后面说，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
So look at Luke 12:15. It says, "Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
我们中国人有一句话说，财大气粗，就是说你财产多了。你说话声音就大一点。
And they're saying in Chinese that when you're rich, you can talk loud and smart.
甚至我们前一阵子他们有人把这个北京的一些所谓的低端人口赶出去。
And recently they chased out some rich people in Beijing.
But 低端人口很穷的人。
Oh, the poor people in the Beijing kicked them out.
所以他认为你穷，你就是低的。
And they feel that if you're poor, low, you're bottom of the Inchelon.
所以有钱人很自然的会产生一种自傲。
So those who are rich, naturally feel proud and arrogant toward the poor.
所以我们每一个人都要谨慎。
So we have to watch.
然后第三点，我们要来看看，就是我们基督徒的如何来看待金钱。
And thirdly, we want to talk about how should Christians view money.
这就是所谓的金钱观。
And this is our Christian view of money.
所以第一个就是我们赚钱的能力是神赐给我们的。
First, I want to stress that the capability of making money is from God.
我记得小的时候，我们在家里谢饭。
And when the children were young, we gave always prayers in our meals.
所以我的儿子就有一次就问我说：“我们为什么要谢饭？是不是谢谢这个饭？”
And my son at that time young, he says, "Why do we have to thank the food?"
我们说我们不是谢这个饭，我们是谢谢天父给我们饭吃。
We say we do not thank the food itself, but rather to God who gave us the food.
他说不对，他说可是这个食物是妈妈做的，而且是爸爸赚钱买的食物回来，然后妈妈做的。
But he says, well, the food is made by mom, and the dad makes money to buy the food.
所以我们为什么要谢谢天父呢
？And why he says we have to thank God the Father?
我们就告诉他说，因为妈妈做饭的这个本领，还有爸爸能够出去赚钱的这个技能，都是上帝给我们的。
And we answer said the mother able to cook, the wisdom it has, and the father making money is all coming from God.
所以圣经也一再告诉我们，要我们勤劳致富。
And the Bible tells us to work hard and also to be a frugal.
在新约里头常看主耶稣要我们抓紧时间要勤快的工作。
And the Bible tells us that we are to be guard our time and making most of the time.
所以天父赐给我们的日用的饮食是通过我们的双手的努力来的。
So God gave us everything through our hands and worked them hard.
所以耶稣在30岁以前他在家里头他也进他的做长子的职分做牧工。
So you will recall that Jesus, before he came to ministry, 30 years, he was working hard as a carpenter with his father at home.
即使他在传福音的时候，他也是辛勤劳碌，走遍了犹太全地。
Even when he was in ministry, working hard, going through all Israel, and walking and working hard at his father's business.
所以保罗他也是自己制造帐篷来养生。
Well, take Apostle Paul, for example. He was a tent maker and fixing tents while he was not traveling. He feels that once, as long as you have two hands, you can work and hard.
所以他说过，如果有人不肯做工，就不可吃饭。
And also he says, those who do not work should not eat.
所以第二点就是我们要做一个有智慧的管家。
And also, second of all,I want to talk about we are to be a good steward of our money.
我们只是受托为神来管理我们的钱财。
We are being asked to take care of the wealth and money that God has given to us.
我们不是钱财的主人。
We are not the lord of the money.
我们不能说，哎呀，这是我赚来的，我爱怎么花就怎么花。
We cannot actually say this is money all myself because I earned it, I brought it, and I can do whatever I want.
常常有人问说。我们基督徒可不可以投资股票
？Some people says, "What can Christians invest in the stock market?"
其实我觉得是可以的。
And I feel from the Bible that one can, you may.
因为你如果你把你的钱都放在像现在银行的利率几乎等于零，放在那里，几年以后还是同样的钱，其实就锚掉了，因为这个通货膨胀的缘故。
For instance, if you have some money put in the bank, you have almost zero investment interest, right? So therefore, you might as well invest somewhere else. You can double your dividends.
所以圣经上的那个记载也是有一个仆人，他的主人给他钱，他就把他埋在地里头。
And you recall from the Bible, talents story, how the rich man that the landlord gave talents to his servants.
然后主人回来的时候，他原封不动地挖出来还给主人，他认为自己很忠心。
And then the servant who done least is the one who's hid the money and gave back to the master exactly what he received. So he was smart.
结果他却遭到主人的责备。
And what turned out was the landlord cursed and rebuked him.
投资是可以的，但是重要的是你后面的那个动机。
And then the investment is good and right, but what is your motive behind?
所以你的动机到底是什么？
What is your motive behind your investment?
箴言给了我们很清楚的一个警告。
So the Bible gave us a very clear warning and instruction.
他说想要急速发财的不免受罚，人有恶也，想要急速发财，却不知穷乏必临到他身。
Proverbs give us a very good instruction. It says, "One eager to get rich will not go unpunished. They stingily are eager to get rich and are unaware that the poverty awaits them."
所以这个你投资，但是如果你的动机是速速发财，那就是不讨神喜悦的。
So if you're motive is to make money by investing, then that is not what pleases God.
所以譬如说去买一些彩券啊，买一些乐透奖，这个就是有一种那个动机，就是我要不凭劳力，我就速速的发财。
Such as that you hope to get rich on the lottery, basically working nothing and get riches in return.
那就是速速的，很急速的来变成富人。
And that is to make quick buck in a short time, and then hopefully that you'll be rich the rest of your life.
这个是圣经所不允许的。
And that is not what the Bible teaches.
所以智慧的管家会把钱用在刀口上，用在正好的地方。
And the wise person, the steward, is the making the money where needed the most or sharpest in the knife.
就是你该用的你不省。那么你不该花的你也不浪费。
So basically use the money where it is needed the most and use wisely.
所以如果你不然的话呢，你不花钱的话，那么钱只是你银行存折上的一个数目字而已。
So if you do not use your money wisely, your savings or in the bank is just the number there.
马丁路德这样子说过，他说你教育儿女比访问圣地还重要。
You know, very interesting. Martin Luther says, "Is that is more important to train your children
than visiting the Holy Land? Visiting the Holy Land.
Then let's say visiting the Holy Land.
而且比修教堂或是做弥撒更重要。
Or making great temples, or even go to mass." Instead of training your children in the Lord.
他就是强调你投资在儿女的教育上，甚至比你认为的那些很高大上的那些理想更重要。
So he's saying that we should be investing in our children with our money, talents, and time.
所以作为智慧的管家，你必须分辨什么是更重要的事情，你应该把你的钱投资在上头。
So as a good steward of the money God given to us, we used to use time wisely, spend where it needed the most, and then use wisely for the Lord's work.
第三点就是操练过简朴的生活。
And the third of all is the practice to live a simple life.
所以圣经上说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
Remember the saying that the Lord gives and the Lord takes.
不能保证你一生都会安逸的舒适，安逸舒适的过。
You know that the Bible, the God does not guarantee us all our life will be fine and everything will be flying colors and everything will be met.
但人的本性是一旦我们有了钱以后，我们很自然的就会提升我们生活的享受。
And it is natural to make our life more comfortable once we're rich.
但是问题是，如果我们不给自己设一个限制的话，最后这个享受变成奢华。
And if we do not set a limit on our lifestyle, then it becomes more luxury in style.
然后奢华就会带来虚荣心。
And the luxury can bring a sense of false security and sense of pride.
有一次我跟我的一个好朋友，一个我的闺蜜，我们去Starbucks 喝咖啡。
One time I had coffee with my daughter at the Starbucks.
我的女性的朋友。
And with my friend.
所以付完钱以后呢，我们就去旁边等。
So after paying the money, and we wait on the sidebar to wait for the coffee.
忽然想到说，哎呀，我的那个小钱包不在了。
And she discovered her little wallet was missing.
她赶快跑回去，看到还刚好还在那个counter 还在那个cashier 的旁边。
And she went and discovered it was still at the cashier's counter.
所以她把它拿回来以后，她说：“哎呀，幸亏回来。”她说：“你知道吗？我这个小钱包是$750买的。”
And then she says, "Luckily, I retrieved it because this wallet cost $750."
我说这么小小一个装钱的小钱包$750，买一个小钱包，要是我可以买几个大的行李箱了。
And then I say, "Just a little pouch cost $750. I can buy two, three other purses
or luggage." 所以呢，所以他说。哎呀，他说你不知道什么叫做这个就叫做名牌。
And she said, "You don't know. This is a brand name, Gucci or something like that."
我年轻的时候呢，读过一本书，对我影响很深。
And I read a book when I was young about money that was had a heavy impression on me.
这个是 Richard Foster 他写的一本书，叫后来翻成中文叫《属灵生命的礼赞》。
And then this book by Richard Foster is called The Celebration of Disciple Discipline and the Pathway to Spiritual Growth.
所以这本书他强调说简朴的生活就跟进食一样，它是其实是一种灵命的操练。
And he says basically that the simple life is almost like living a fasting life. It's a way of showing your spirituality.
因为你过简朴的生活就是放弃你对物质的依赖。
To live a simple life is basically say no to luxurious or wasteful materials life.
你放弃这个依赖，然后进入到更深层的对神的依赖中。
And then you will rely on the God who provides all things instead of worldly things that you have.
然后最后呢，我们要谈一些比较实际的话题。
And lastly, I'd like to consider with you a more practical ways of how should Christians spend money.
对，就是我们基督徒应该怎么样的生活，怎么样的花我们的钱。
And in other words, how should Christians use our money?
第一个就是我们来看看我们对别人。
And the first one we'll consider is how do we do toward others?
所以我们刚才读到说，又嘱咐他们要行善，在好事上富足。
And First Timothy says, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds.
甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
And to be generous and willing to share.
请注意到圣经谈到的富足常常是指属灵方面的，不一定是指物质上的。
Remember, when the Bible talks about rich wealth, it's often talked about spiritual sense.
所以他说在好事上富足就是要多做善功。
Tell us to do good and rich in good deeds.
就是把钱用在神喜悦的事情上。
And using our money to where it pleases God.
包括把神给我的恩典和财富去分享给别人。
And having our gifts and our talents serving share with others.
所以就是前面说甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
And that is to be generous and willing to share with others.
我们知道布道家卫斯理约翰他一生写过230多本书。
And we know that John Wesley of England wrote 200 some books and pamphlets in his life.
他一共得了差不多30,000多英镑的这个稿费。
And from that, those books, he received over £30,000 British pounds of royalties.
在那个时候是非常多的，非常大的一笔费用。
And in those days, £30,000 is great, huge money.
但是他只留了一小部分作为他家里的生活用。
But as it turned out, he left only a small portion of those money for his daily use in the family.
他把全部的剩下全部的经费给一些比较困难的团体，还有一些贫穷的人。
And he gave all those money out to charity, to those who are in need, those in poverty.
所以威斯里约翰他这样子说过。
So Wesley said this.
他说一个传道人如果积攒钱财，就等于拿火，把火藏在怀中，结果呢就是自焚。
You know, he says, if a pastor having money and accumulating money, it's like someone put the fire in your bosom and basically you destroy yourself.
他的意思说你 他你这个财产不去帮助别人，你自己为了自己存的话，有一天你自己会受到伤害。
So he says, if your money don't help others, then one day you will suffer under those money.
所以威斯里约翰他说了，他教导了，而且他也做到了。
And Wesley taught this, lived this, acted this.
保罗说，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
And the Apostle Paul in Romans 12 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
所以前面这个帮补哈，就是 share, 就是要接近你身边有需要的人。
So we are to share with those who are around us.
然后后面这个款待，英文是 hospitality, 就是好客，这个是针对从外面来的人。
And then practice hospitality to those who are from outside or outwardly speaking.
包括你开放你的家来接待一些客人，或者是新搬到这边来的人。
That's like open your house to guests and strangers or those people from outside.
所以我们除了筹集一些需要的人，我们也对我们众圣徒要有爱心。
So we help those who are around us, also hospitality to those from abroad or away.
第二点就是对待我们的儿女。
And second of all, how we deal with toward our children.
我们现在有一个名词叫做全民富二代。
In China, there's a saying that the second generation are rich.
但是他们富二代，我们通常照理说应该是第一代是富的，但是常常这个全民富二代就是第一代不一定富足。
And we heard about the first generation usually rich and pass on the inheritance to the second generation, but now things seems to be reversed.
做父母的非常的节俭，生活很辛苦，但是他们把最好的给他们的孩子。
Because it is said that the Chinese parents are frugal and also save all their best to their children.
所以其实呢，小孩子在成长的过程里头，他如果得到的越奢侈，越丰富的话，他长大以后他越不知道感恩。
Actually, we have found out that the children receive all these gifts and benefits without much hard work. They want to live a kind of a luxurious life and without appreciation.
所以他们会觉得是父母是应该的，父母欠自己的。
Well, they said, well, the parents owe us these riches and gifts.
所以我们最重要的是让小孩子体会到生活的艰辛，知道付出跟感恩。
So we have to teach our children that the life has necessities, they ought to give thanks and thanksgiving in return.
所以你不必辛辛苦苦的积一大堆钱财，就是为了孩子，将来留给孩子。
So you don't have to work so hard and save so much money, just give to them and without much in return.
我知道这个对中国人很难。
And I know that this is very difficult for Chinese parents.
我是很羡慕西方人的观念。
And I appreciate the Western mentality in America.
我们知道清教徒他们有一个这个口号哈，他们的对于金钱的观就是拼命挣钱。拼命省钱，拼命捐钱。
In the old days, the Puritans have this motto of life and money. It says, make most money, save most money, and offering most money to God.
所以现在比较流行在西方的观念就是钱不留下一代。
And the Western mentality is that the money do not go to our second generation.
所以他们有个口号说不要把财产变成遗产。
And they said that do not let your inheritance becomes, do not make your wealth to become inheritance.
所以在美国有一个组织叫做红帽俱乐部，我不知道你们听过没有。
There's a kind of a story on so-called the Red Hat Club.
这个 club 在美国每一州每个地方都有，每个城市都有，都有分会。
This club is all over in America.
所以呢，他们的口号就是我们在享受孩子们的遗产。
And their slogan is that we are spending our children's inheritance.
所以我也有一次在一个，我有一次在一个餐馆看到我们那一区的红帽俱乐部的一些妇女，大部分都是妇女在聚会。
And I one time ran into them in the women's meeting in a restaurant. They have to be the Red Hat Club people.
他们每一位女士都戴着一个大的红帽子。
And all the women there were wearing a big red hat.
他们非常的高兴啊，声音很大，聊天啊，喝酒啊，很开心。
They were very loud and gorgeous.
他们说，他们这个俱乐部，他们说最佳的遗产规划就是把它花光，或是把它捐光。
And then their goal is that to spend all your money, give all your money away while you're alive.
把它捐光就是捐血，你或者把它花光，或者把它捐献出去。
Yes, give all or spend it all.
所以是 give 就 donate。
Donate to charity and whatever they want to give.
不是给自己的儿女。
Not to their children.
好，这是比较先进的哈，你如果不同意也没关系。
And this is kind of a saying in the United States these days.
第三个就是最后我要谈到就是我们对神的态度。
And the third of all, how we should spend our money toward God.
第一个就是奉献。
And of course, the first is our tithes and offerings.
圣经上说这个是当纳的粮。
And the Bible tells us that this you should give to the Lord's harvest.
在旧约里头，百姓他们到圣殿献祭的时候，他们是拿出熟的果子，或者是没有瑕疵的最好的牛、最好的羊。
So in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel gave their money or product or animal to be the best, the best of their products.From the field or the animals.
所以把最好的给神，包括你的时间、你的青春、你的力量，还有你的金钱。
Also, that is bring our gift, the best of our gifts, our time, talents, and our money to the Lord.
其实神并不需要我们捐钱给他。
Actually, the God does not need our money.
但是他乐意这样做，是要教导我们要纪念他的恩典。
And God wants us to remember His grace and His provisions.
所以我记得有我们的儿女成年以后，他们常常带我们出去吃饭。
And now our children are grown up. Sometimes they take us to meals.
所以我们每次吃完饭的时候，我们就看他们彼此会抢那个账单。
And after dinner, of course, they would try to snatch the bill.
所以我们通常不跟他们抢，我们很开心的看他们抢。
Okay, so we are glad to see them fight to who paid the bills.
因为这个是他们对我们一个感恩的表现。
And that shows that they're gladly respecting and pay respect and thanksgiving to us.
然后第二点我要谈到就是我们要捐的乐意。
And also I'd like to talk about gladly giving, a cheerful giver.
因为圣经上说捐的乐意的人是神所喜悦的。
The Bible says the God loves a cheerful giver.
有一个人他主日崇拜奉献的时候，他本来是想要奉献十块钱。
So like offering today, one time a man was giving offering in church.
他本来想奉献十块钱。
So first he in his mind he said, I won't only give $10.
所以当那个盘子传过来的时候，他们是一个盘子传来的时候呢，他掏了把从皮夹拿一个钱放进去。可是他忽然发现他放错了，他放了一张100块钱。
So the, when the offering plate came, he haphazardly searched his bill and he put the money in the plate and found out it was $100 bill.
可是已经等他发现的时候太晚，因为已经传到别人那里去了。
But it's too late to regret.
他也不好意思再去找钱。
He didn't want to retrieve the money back.
所以聚会完以后，他就去找那个司库，他就跟他解释这个情况。
So after church, and he came out front, he says, went to the treasurer, says, can I do some exchange here?
他说，我只是想奉献十块钱，你能不能找我90块钱？
So he actually says, I meant to give only $10, but I gave 100 instead. Can I get $90 back?
这个司库很为难啊，因为教会好像从来没有发生过这种事情。
Well, the treasurer found himself in a difficult position, never have anything like this before.
后来他就说，哎呀，好了，算了算了，反正我是积草财宝在天上。
Well, the donor says, well, doesn't matter, you know, as long as I give, the money will go to treasurer in heaven.
他说神会在他的这个登记簿上，登记上我今天奉献了100块。
And he says, God will register in his heavenly treasure book, I donate $100 today.
但是那个司库说恐怕不是吧。
And then the treasurer says, not so fast, I don't think so.
他说我担心啊，上面那本天国的那个记账簿上记的是十块钱，因为神看人的内心，神是看人内心的。
And the treasurer says, I think the heavenly treasurer, the Godfather, will register only $10. Remember, the Bible says God look at one's heart, and your heart says $10, and that's $10.
所以这他已经讲了。我下一句就是说，你真心想的是要奉献十块钱，那么在账上就是十块钱。
So the story is told, and that is the lesson.
所以下面一点就是奉献是其实是我们蒙福的管道。
So actually, offering is our blessing.
因为在马拉基书第三章第十节，很多人都会背这节经文。
And Malachi 3:10 talk about this.
他说我们如果奉献的话，我们十分之一，神说。他要敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可寻。
You know, the Bible talk about 10% offering, but God told us in the Malachi 3:10 says God would throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be enough room to store it.
所以有一个农夫，他每一次他收割的时候，他就奉献很多给神。结果他越给呢，他的越是丰收，收获的更多。
So there was a story told about a farmer at his harvest every time he gave a portion to God regularly.
他给神很多，但是他得到的更多。
And then in return, God gave him more abundantful harvest.
就别人问他说到底怎么回事，他就这样子解释。
And people asked him, what happened? What's going on?
他说啊，他说神哈有一个大的谷仓，我有一个小的谷仓。
And he says, well,I have a small storage in the barn, and God has a biggest barn in the world.
我每次都是用我的小铲子哈，我铲给神一小铲子，神呢就用一个大的簸箕再铲回来给我。
And he says, every time I give God using my small rake to put into God's barn, but when God returned his gift, he used a big bulldozer and poured into my barn.
最后一点就是我们要依靠神的供应。
And lastly, we want to rely on God's provisions.
因为神既然连野地的百合花、空中的飞鸟，他都照顾。
Well, since the Bible tells us that the Lord God watches over the lily of the field and then the birds of sky, and watch over them their needs.
他更不会忽略他的儿女日常的生活所需。
And He will not let us fruitless or without the need, without food.From day to day.
我们过去40年在神面前服侍神，我们的一个经验就是，我们少收的时候我们也不缺乏，我们多收的时候也没有余。
And our 40 years of teaching and ministry in the mission field, we have experienced that God is a just and fruitful and faithful God because there are times we lack thingsThen we have plentiful things to go by because there is nothing is in lacking when you trust in God.
所以圣经也说，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要记住这个，要以自己所有的为主，因为主说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And finally, in the Hebrews 13:5, basically said, keep your lives from the love of money and be content with what you have.Because God who said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
你看这两件事情他把它并在一起。
So these two promises are come together.
他说第一个是你们要知足，你们不要贪财，要知足。
First, Bible tells us never to be greedy and never to feel unsatisfied.
然后他马上的他的应许就是我永远不撇下你也不丢弃你。
And then his immediate promise is that he will never leave us and never forsake us.
这是神的一个极美好的一个应许。
And this is God's wonderful provision and promise.
我们以前牧养的教会有一个姐妹。
We, from our former pastor, there was a lady.
她跟她的丈夫买了一个餐馆以后，她就不来聚会了。
And she and her husband bought a restaurant, and after that they stopped coming to churches.
因为他们的那个租金很贵，所以他们要一个礼拜要营业七天，她觉得这样子才能够抵得了这个开销。
Because they feel that their rent is high, so they have to work 7 days a day, a week.
所以我们就跟他提出挑战，我们说你试试看，你礼拜天关门，看这个情况。就像马拉基书说，你们来试试我，我们也来试试看神。
Then we told them, can you try maybe just close on Sunday and see what God will do with the income working only 6 days?
她花了很多时间，终于说服她的丈夫。
So she persuaded her husband, and then they were persuaded.
所以他们就礼拜天不关就关门了，他们可以来教会做礼拜。
So they closed the restaurant on Sunday so they can worship.
虽然他们有点心疼，因为礼拜天生意最好。
Because they felt hurt or reluctant because Sunday is the most busiest day.
可是三个月以后，他告诉我们，他说我们没有看出什么分别。
And then after 3 months of trial, he says, after 3 months, we did not lose much after all.
我们每一个月的净利，就是净的那个利益啊，还是跟以前一样。
And then she says, when it all comes to income and expenditures for the last 3 months, it was no different from the previous 3 months.
所以他们的 profit, 他们的那个得的利益还是一样的。
And their profit and gains are still the same.
所以因为他们依靠神的供应。
Because they relied on the God's justice and the provisions.
所以在结论的时候，我愿意用一段经文来勉励各位。
I want to encourage you with God's word.
这个是记载在箴言里头的一个祷告。
This is from the prayer in the Proverbs.
他求神说：“神啊，求你使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。”
It says, "I ask you, Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread."Otherwise, I may have to too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
所以我以前刚刚读的这节经文的时候，我觉得很奇怪，因为我们人都是向神求富足。
And when I read it, I felt a little strange because usually we ask God to bless us in riches.
可是这里呢，这个智慧者他的祈求就是使我不贫穷也不富足，就是日用的饮食就够了。
And the proverb says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, so that as long as I have things to eat every day."
所以这是我们每一个人需要学习的一个态度。
And we need to learn from Proverbs this lesson.
因为贫穷的话，我们会面对一些试探。
In poverty, we face temptations.
如果我们太富足的话，我们就可能自以为神，就不认神了。
If we are abundantful in riches, then we disown God.
所以我们真正求就是我们日用的饮食。
And our only wish and pray is that God will meet our needs daily.
所以我们的需要，神是绝对不会忽略的。
God will never neglect our needs, daily needs.
所以当我们有这样子态度的时候，我们就知道怎么样正确的使用我们的金钱。
So when we have these lessons behind us, then we know how to use God's money wisely.
下一次当你奉献的时候，你要记住这个是你蒙福的一个管道。
So next time when you have opportunity to give offering, this is your blessing, where you bless others, bless God.
而且这个是神你在经历神的应许。
And this way, by offering, you're experiencing God's goodness to you.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray. Our Father, our God, we thank you for your goodness and your provision for us daily by giving us food, giving us air, giving us family, giving us the necessity of life so that we can praise you, honor you, worship you. And that is what you want.Thank you for all the good things you've given to us, that we be satisfied, and that we worship you daily, and that your name may be honored in our lips, in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
Amen.
Amen.